Time now for another one of our Volunteer Appreciation Day features. We're here with Darren Kintz. Darren, we'll start off with, how long have you been volunteering?
Volunteering has been something that's been part of my family for as long as I can remember. My mom and dad were big parts of Exeter Minor Soccer, Exeter Minor Hockey. My mom was a huge part of the ladies' auxiliary at the hospital. So volunteering and being part of the community has been something I've known since I could walk.
Where do you currently volunteer?
There is a number of things that I'm pretty proud of. Spent some time with Southern Indiana Hospital, the foundation, and was a part with Jeff Keller of starting the hospital gala, which has now grown to one of the most amazing events that this community has. But in the early days, we were a big part of getting that off the ground. So then there is Exeter Minor Hockey, now South Huron Minor Hockey, where I spent 10 years as president to have them come to this point where they are right now. South Huron Minor Hockey is looking to become an A center, which is a big undertaking for the organization. That has kind of transitioned into the Exeter Hawks, the junior team here in town. There's been a whole bunch of things on the baseball side. There's people in this community, like Dave Reed, has really put a push on of being non-parents, coming back, giving back to the sport. As my kids have transitioned out of Exeter Minor Ball, but there's still some things that we do behind the scenes for Exeter Minor Ball and even South Huron Minor Hockey.
What's been the most rewarding part about volunteering for you?
For people that know me in the community, I spend a lot of time, whether I'm coaching baseball, coaching hockey, and in the last couple of years, ended up coaching a U15 girls team, helping out with Darren Hewitt and Brennan Hodge, and as well as the Exeter Hawks. And one of the most rewarding things for sure of volunteering and being around sports is actually having players that used to play for you come back and still call you coach. Seeing a player on the street that you coached them a few years ago, they're still saying hi, again saying coach. Watching some of the players grow up and become who they are in their professional life. Had the pleasure of coaching people, gone on to be vets, gone on to be a doctor. And to think that you had a small part just because you coach, you know, a couple times a week in games and practices in the development of somebody into their professional life is pretty rewarding inside of that.
Can you share a moment or memory that really stands out from your time volunteering?
Some of the moments that definitely stand out, and I was talking about the community involvement, is some of the minor hockey organizations, our teams have won All-Ontario championships, and watching people come out as we have a parade down the street and line the streets for these young players to have that moment is truly satisfying. And again, how the community rallies around things.
Why do you think volunteers are so important to the community?
Especially in a small community like South Huron is, volunteers are vitally important. And I'm going to go back to some of the events that we hold that nobody thinks we can pull off without the volunteers that we have in some of the organizations. It's a small number of volunteers that do all the work. And then in some of the other organizations I've been involved with, there has been a larger number of great volunteers. Without the volunteers that I've been a part with and worked with, none of these initiatives would have got off the ground. And a small community needs these events. For a town the size of South Huron to be able to produce the gala, the rodeo, the strength of the South Huron Minor Hockey Organization, the strength of the junior hockey team. And by the way, if you happen to come out to catch a junior hockey game this weekend, we have three on Family Day weekend, Friday, Sunday night, and Monday afternoon. Their stands are almost full. And these are people just coming out and rallying behind the community. So the volunteers that are part of any of these organizations are a massive part of the community, and it makes South Huron what it is.
And to someone who's thinking about volunteering but hasn't taken that first step yet, what advice do you have for them?
Is learn who to contact, first of all. And what I would say is the volunteering aspect doesn't take as much time as people think it does. You can kind of pick and choose a different organization, different interests that you like or enjoy, but it is not as much time as people think it is. And so you can pick and choose, or you can help out multiple organizations inside of that. To be able to give back to the community of South Huron is something that I think everyone should do. The high school has a little volunteering program that they go through that every student has to go through and have 40 hours of volunteering inside of that, which is a great start. And I think that's a little bit of the push for younger people, students to get involved in volunteering. Some of the younger ones might feel a little intimidated that, hey, we're looking to help out an organization. Maybe they don't want us. Maybe they don't think that we're capable of doing it. Maybe we don't think that we're quite ready and mature enough to do it. I'd say the opposite. I'd say all these organizations are and looking for an extra set of hands. And there is opportunities for people to volunteer. If you have an interest in something, find out who some of the leaders are inside that organization or that team and reach out to them.
Thank you so much for joining us here today, Darren. You can listen to all of our other Volunteer Appreciation Day features at exetertoday.ca.